The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm so excited and I'm so blessed to be here again, one more again, to tell you guys the truth, try to articulate a very clear message of the direction of our country. Let me say this. Last night, I was very upset with what happened to Kari Lake in the state of Arizona. Do I think that they cheated in the election? I don't think they cheated. Is it a possibility that they cheated? 100%. It's a possibility. I want to see clear and convincing evidence. I don't want to hear no talk about, oh, of course they cheated. Okay, we thought they cheated. We should have cheated. I don't want to hear none of that. Mike Lindell has come out and made some statements about there's fraud. He got evidence, and he's going to show it tonight at Mar-a-Lago. Please show us the evidence. Please. You show me the evidence that they cheated unequivocally. Something that's substantiated enough where the state legislator in the state of Arizona can investigate. Because our state legislator are full of Republicans. We have a Republican House and Senate, and we conducted an audit of the 2020 election. And because that we have Republicans in the House, we were able to do that investigation. The audit yielded that there was theft, there was cheating in the election. However, it yielded that even with the cheating that was found, that Joe Biden still won Arizona over Trump. Now, is that true or not? I don't know. I find it very difficult to believe that that Biden won the election over Trump. I don't find it that difficult to believe that Arizonans are deceived enough to vote for Biden over Trump. You have to think about this, and I said this yesterday, but I want to repeat it again. There is a effort to thwart MAGA Republicans by other Republicans. I want us to be very clear. Our biggest enemy in these elections, I would argue, and I'm open to saying that I could be wrong about this, but just my opinion based on my experience and discernment, I would argue that the biggest enemy of the Republican Party, the biggest enemy of Donald Trump, isn't the Democrat or Dominion, whatever, the machines and all that other stuff. I don't believe that that's the biggest threat to Republicans. The biggest threat to Republicans is other Republicans. In the state of Arizona, Republicans did not turn out to vote for Kari Lake like they should have. She would have won. The current governor of the state of Arizona refused to endorse Kari Lake after she won the nomination. The conceding party in the primary refused to get behind Kari Lake as she was the nominee moving into the election against the Democrat. Refused. The refusal of Republicans to come together in the state of Arizona is the reason why we're potentially headed to a recount and why they've now said that Katie Hobbs is the governor of the state of Arizona. There's other Republicans in the state of Arizona that won. Schweiker, a whole bunch of other people won here. Gozar, all of the House seats we kept in the state of Arizona. Kimberly Yee won by like 200,000 votes. Like, there's Republicans who won in the state of Arizona. And I think it's because they kept their nose clean and they were not directly affected by the hatred that people have for Donald Trump and what they call MAGA Republicans. Biggest threat to the Republican Party is other Republicans. Are there instances of cheating in our elections? Yes. They cheat every year. And we probably cheat too. But they have mastered the game of cheating, especially in 2020 in 2020. There's nobody that can tell me anything other than the fact that they had massive voter fraud in 2020 election, in the presidential election, not necessarily the down ballot. But Donald Trump, Joe Biden, I believe that there was massive amounts of cheating. Around the country today, I don't believe that they have to cheat. They got Republicans fighting each other, and they got other Republicans believing that the elections are stolen, so they ain't even showing up to vote. Did a poll on my YouTube channel. Tens of thousands of people. I think we're probably close to 100,000 people. This is the second poll that we've done. Did you vote in the 2022 midterm? Almost 30% of people said that they did not vote. This is the second poll. You're talking probably over around 200,000 people that have participated in this poll. 20%, almost 30% said they did not vote in this election. Ladies and gentlemen, we're leaving meat on the bones. Even if in Arizona they did some horrific stuff, we still left meat on the bones. We still got votes outstanding that people just did not turn out to vote. They would not be able to withstand cheating if we all turn out to vote and make sure that our voices are heard. So later on in the show, you're going to hear me talk about, or maybe we'll go live on it. I think maybe I'm going live on my YouTube because it'll be after my radio show. But that Donald Trump is going to announce his presidency. We think he is. I don't know what he's going to say. I mean, I think a rational person would believe that Donald Trump is getting ready to say that he's going to run for president. And he got over $100 million in his bank account. He's been campaigning ever since he was no longer the president. And I think he's going to announce that he is going to run for president in 2024. Joe Biden may announce, but it is irrelevant because nobody's going to vote for Joe Biden. He's half dead. The question is, can the Republican Party come together? Can Mitch McConnell partner with Donald Trump and put their differences aside and pursue excellence in the party? Now, maybe Mitch McConnell don't want to speak to Trump. He hates Trump so much he don't care if the country burn. He would never support Trump. Same way John McCain was before he died. Donald Trump and him got into a spout, and John McCain never accepted Trump ever again. To the tune in which John McCain had the last vote to repeal and replace Obamacare. And John McCain, out of pure hatred against Donald Trump, thumbs down his vote, voted nay against repeal and replace Obamacare, and we did not repeal and replace Obamacare. That was all McCain's hatred towards Donald Trump. And I don't care who you are, you may feel like it's justified or not, but the hatred is strong. And in Arizona, more so than anywhere else in the country, y'all, if you do not live here, trust what I'm saying. I've been living here since I was 18. When Donald Trump and John McCain had a spout, John McCain was beloved in the state of Arizona. I even voted for him until he thumbs down the Obamacare thing. But Donald Trump hates John McCain. McCain hates Donald Trump. And there's what we call McCain Republicans in the state of Arizona that will die for John McCain. And they will never support MAGA. They will never support Trump, and they will never support a Trump-endorsed candidate. There's enough of them in Arizona to make a big splash and make a big deal. Ron DeSantis finally came out and broke his silence about the comments that Donald Trump made against him. And I'm not going to tell you what he said. I'm going to let you listen to it because I want you to grade what he said for yourself. I want you to determine if you think this was an appropriate response or you think that this was not a response. Do we have the clip ready? Ron DeSantis, when asked by the media, hey, what are your thoughts on Donald Trump's announcement and what's your thoughts on the things that he said against you? We'll listen to the clip. Wrote a clip.
We would like to know what you think about Trump's big announcement and some of the less than flattering comments he has made about you.
Well, you know, one of the things I've learned in this job is When you're leading, when you're getting things done, yeah, you take incoming fire. That's just the nature of it. I roll out of bed in the morning. I've got corporate media outlets that have a spasm, just the fact that I'm getting up in the morning. And it's constantly attacking. And this is just what's happened. I don't think any governor got attacked more, particularly by corporate media, than me over my four-year term. And yet, I think what you learn is all that's just noise. And really what matters is, are you leading? Are you getting in front of issues? Are you delivering results for people? And are you standing up for folks? And if you do that, then none of that stuff matters. And that's what we've done. We focused on results and leadership. And, you know, at the end of the day, I would just tell people to go check out the scoreboard from last Tuesday night. The fact of the matter is, you know, the fact of the matter is, it was the greatest Republican victory in the history of the state of Florida.
So you heard it right from DeSantis' mouth. I'm getting ready to go to break, but I want to know, what do you think about what DeSantis said? Was that the appropriate response when asked by the media about his conflict with Donald Trump? Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. You all have helped build MyPillow into the incredible company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to who? My listeners. Right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel sets, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December the 25th will now have an extended money-back guarantee through March the 1st. The Giza bed sheets are marked down to as low as $29.99. And believe me when I say, you will get the best sleep of your life on these. And they asked me, these what, Brandon? These sheets. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton, comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98, and is now $39.98 with my promo code. There's a limited supply, so make sure you order now. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon. Or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Put in promo code Brandon.
Common sense in an uncommon way. Act like you know.
Welcome back to the Alternative Show. Let me tell you about Mike Lindell and MyPillow. We know Mike Lindell is coming out. He made a statement to say that he has evidence that Blake Masters and Carrie Lake won the election in the state of Arizona. However, that's not what I'm here to talk to you about. Here to talk to you about the incredible deal that MyPillow is having, the exclusive offers on their bed sheets and their six-piece towel sets, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee on orders that are placed now through December the 25th. Those orders will now have an extended money-back guarantee through March the 1st. The bed sheets are marked down to as low as $29.98, and believe me when I say to you that you'll get the best sheets of your life, sleep of your life, on these sheets. You'll get the best sheets of your life, too, but you'll get the best sleep on those sheets. Six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton. Comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98. But it's now only $39.98 with our promo code. There's a limited supply, so make sure you order now. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Put in promo code Brandon. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to get back to what DeSantis said. If you listen to what DeSantis said in his press conference, to me, I thought it was mature of him to not even bring up Donald Trump's name whatsoever. Why, Mr. Tatum? Does Donald Trump have every right whatsoever to go after Ron DeSantis? I don't know that. Some think he does, some think he doesn't. He must have thought he did. Okay, let's accept it. He had every right to go after Ron DeSantis. Does Ron DeSantis have the right to go after Donald Trump, call him by name, say all kinds of crazy stuff about him? Well, I think provoked. At this point, yes, he does. However, just because you can, just because you feel like you should, don't mean you have to. And I felt like Ron DeSantis' approach was perfect. Because even if he disliked Donald Trump, even if he feels that Donald Trump is wrong, the media wants to get him to bash Donald Trump and to act childish and get into a spout, and they're going to use that against the Republicans moving forward. But Ron DeSantis is mature enough to understand, at least from his presentation, that it is not beneficial to neither him nor Donald Trump for him to fall into the trap of getting into beef with people in your own party. Now, I want to make sure that I make this announcement because I forgot to make it earlier. I want you guys to know that we're going to have the live stream of President Trump's announcement. Let me read this so I can make sure I get it all right. Right after my show, or after I wrap up this show, which is at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, I want you guys to join on the Salem channel, the Salem News channel, the coverage of Donald Trump's speech. His speech is going to be God knows what he's going to say. But on SalemNewsChannel.com, SalemNewsChannel.com, there's going to be an announcement. Larry O'Connor will be the anchor of the coverage, and there's going to be analysis and special guests on SalemNewsChannel.com to cover Donald Trump's big announcement. Now, I'm going to go on the YouTube channel, and I'm going to cover the announcement as well. However, I want you guys to understand that my announcement is not going to be like the announcement on Salem. Let me tell you why. The announcement on Salem is unfettered. When I play his announcement on YouTube, if Donald Trump says anything about the 2020 election, I'm going to have to cut his audio feed. And so that's going to be a downer. That's going to be the difference. So if you want to see it unobstructed, you need to go to SalemNewsChannel.com and watch it unobstructed. For us, we got to be careful on our YouTube channel because if you say anything about election fraud, no matter if it's true or not, they will ban you on YouTube. If you say anything about January 6th, you say anything, they will ban you on YouTube. And we cannot afford to lose 2.1 million subscribers instantaneously. Because what President Trump says, which although it may be a good thing, but it's not appropriate for us. I want to get to some other political points, and then I'm going to move on. I was very upset yesterday. I was yelling on my live stream, and I was telling people, do not be cowards. Do not back down. Do not what we call chump out. Republicans are doing well. We cannot allow the Democrat Party to act as if they're conducting a victory lap. If you look at our status in the Senate, we are no worse off than we were before the midterm election. If we get Herschel Walker across the board, we're in the exact same situation, I believe, that we were before this election, or we're in just a slight disadvantage. So there's no huge victory in the Senate. They had control of the Senate. They're going to have control of the Senate, no difference. The House of Representatives, they've essentially lost the House of Representatives. That's a huge win for the Republican Party. We're going to have the latitude to conduct investigations on Hunter Biden, investigations on Afghanistan, investigations on this new thing that has come out, FTX. I think they call it FTX or FXT or FTX. The crypto company that has now gone bankrupt, lost billions of dollars in a week, and the CEO had given a fortune to Democrats. And there's allegations that the Ukrainian government invested in this crypto company as well, or invested in money into the crypto company, and they lost billions of dollars. That's allegations. I don't know if there's any proof unequivocal to that, but those are allegations. The House of Representatives can investigate those things. The House of Representatives can investigate a slew of different things, and impeachment comes from the House of Representatives. If we have the majority of the House of Representatives, we want to impeach Joe Biden, we can actually impeach Joe Biden. Now, will he be removed from office is going to be a determining factor by the Senate. And there's not enough people in the Senate that we have that will allow us to remove Biden from office. If we would have won the Senate, In a majority, I would call it a supermajority. I don't know if there's a supermajority in the Senate, but if we'd have won the Senate decisively, let me say it like that, we could have impeached and removed Biden as president if we so decided to approach our endeavors that way. But the victories in the House, multiple victories in the state of California on the Republican House side, many of them, we flipped tons of seats. that were in Democrat strongholds, especially one out in Oregon, in Central Oregon, not Eastern Oregon, in Central Oregon, a Republican flipped a seat. We're not completely out of the weeds with Herschel Walker. We should be dumping a tremendous amount of money into Herschel Walker's race so he can win that Senate seat. The spotlight is on Donald Trump. The spotlight is on Mitch McConnell. Both of them have tens, hundreds of millions of dollars combined that they could be dumping into a race to have a Republican win a Senate seat so that we're not down too much by 2024. Because if we play our cards right, if we unite as a party, if we conduct messaging the way that we should, speak to the American people, not at them, I believe that we will landslide them in 2024, and many of these Democrat-run seats will then flip to the Republican Party. That is my prediction. But the spotlight is on Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump. Will you come together as party leaders, or will you continue to be divided and ruin our country? Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
On the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, ladies, welcome back to the Alex Tatum Show. So much stuff to get into, but there's a very, very, very important announcement I want to make right after my show wraps up. Please join us tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, for a special announcement by President, our former President Donald Trump. My Salem colleague, Larry O'Connor, will anchor a coverage with analysis and special guests. That's tonight following my show at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central on Salem News Channel. All you have to do is go to salemnewschannel.com to watch the special announcement from Donald Trump. Again, it's 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central on the Salem News Channel. That's salemnewschannel.com, and it's right after my show. Let's talk about New York. I saw this article my producer sent to me, and the headline reads, New York considers minors getting tattoos abuse. Let me tell you why that's weird for New York. They consider that if a child is too young, even with the parental permission, the parent given permission, that children are too young to get tattoos. Yet the same people believe that young people should be permitted to having gender transition surgeries. Explain to me how that makes sense. Explain to me how that makes sense. You're telling me, let's just say a minor 15-year-old, or let's say a 10-year-old, 12-year-old. If a parent wants to take a needle and drag it through a kid's arm and put a tattoo on his arm, personally, I think it's absolutely out of control. But I think that it's even worse if you want to take him, put him in the surgery, remove his genitalia, remove his or her breast, or not his or her, but remove her breast, his genitalia. I'm sure that there's pain associated with that that's far beyond a tattoo. And last time I checked, because I have an arm full of tattoos, you can have tattoos removed if at one point you decided that wasn't what you wanted. You ain't growing a you know what back. That ain't growing back. They took it and cut it and do all that stuff to it. It ain't gonna grow back. And they can, I don't think they can reverse that. I've seen the animation of what it looks like for a man to turn into a woman, if you know what I'm saying. And that don't look like they can fix that. That ain't pretty. However, ain't no reversing that, homie. And a young woman who has natural, normal breasts getting removed because the parents have a fetish and want them to now live the life as a boy because they always wanted a little boy, and they turn their little girl into an image of what a boy, they believe a boy should be. Them breasts are not going to grow back. When you cut out the breast tissue, there's not going to grow back. Maybe you can get implants, but I've seen pictures of these kids with their chest removed, and they have a big old scar across their chest that will never be normal again. But in New York, it makes total sense to some irrational people that a kid should be able to transition, but a young person can't get a tattoo. What world are we living in? I have to say this. We need to go back to God. I don't know how many times we have to say this. I don't know how many times I have to say this. But ladies and gentlemen, all of the woes of this country and the problems that we see persisting in America is because we have abandoned God. We have abandoned God. God haven't abandoned us. We've abandoned God. All of you just feel the evil in America. And that's because we have not replaced the evil with those things which are holy. And we have fallen short and far away from what God has called us to be. And I only got a few seconds in this segment, but I'm going to tell you this. Every election that happens in America, God is still in control. And if you believe that God is in control, when you've done all you can do, then you should understand that there's a lesson and a blessing in the mess that we see. So hold the phone. Call in 844-900 if you want to comment, and I'll get you guys right after the break. I almost forgot to tell you about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, if you're looking for a supplement that's 100% drug-free, make sure you give Relief Factor a try. I take Relief Factor every single day, and it makes perfect sense, and it makes me feel amazing. And it's very simple. All you got to do is drink some water, whatever, with four of those little tablets that you pop open, and that's all you have to do. You do that consistently, and your body feels better. At least that's what my experiences have been. And my mother-in-law and my warehouse manager, many people that I know are taking Relief Factor, and it works wonderfully. So all you have to do, and I will ask you to do, is get started with the 3-Week Quick Starter. Just get a little bit in your system, take it, watch it work, order more. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. I want you to feel the difference like I do with Relief Factor.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. God's got your six, the Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Let me tell you about a little bit of voter fraud in two precincts in Virginia. And the reason why I'm telling you this, because I want us to put things in perspective and us to always be informed, more informed than other people. You may hear some rumbling that goes on about what happened in Virginia, that two precinct machines reported to have more votes than they had actual ballots cast. And let me just explain it to you. And I understand why people are fearful of election fraud, clearly. But I also want us to be very calculated on whether or not we're saying this is fraud or this is fraud. And thank God that many systems around the country have default settings or have measures in place to catch things when they do go awry. However, I do think Democrats all over the country are so deranged that they're willing to attempt to commit voter fraud. I think that in many ways it's insignificant and it's inconsequential. But that does not mean that they're not trying to do it. And I think that we should be investigating every election. We should be second guessing every election. I'm talking about from the counting level. Every election that is done in America, especially in states where they've had people commit crimes and go to jail over it, we should be recounting and verifying and making sure everything went smooth. There should be, I think the word that I'm looking for is that there should be an audit. There should be an audit. Well, let me read this to you so that we could be on the same page about this and you could be informed in case somebody asks you about it. The Prince Williams County, one of Virginia's most important election counties, at least two precincts had more ballots reported on the machine scanner tallies of ballots than were tabulated by election officials, according to the report by Electoral Process Education Cooperation, a nonprofit that performs election data analysis, which is that's the nonprofit. A board of directors members of the EPEC, told Just Now News on Monday that the precincts P612 and P104 were the ones affected by the discrepant voting totals. P612 is the Virginia 7th Congressional District, and P104 is in the 10th. Let me go down here. P612, the ballot scan reported 531 ballots scanned, but only 504 ballots were actually collected in the machine. Election officials realized this discrepancy, and when compared to the check-in on the poll books to the number of ballots the scan had reported. Let me go to this other area. Election officials hand counted. Election officials hand counted the ballots according to the election procedures multiple times. The outcome was 27 more votes on the machine tallies than physical ballots. A total of 22 of those votes were for Democrat candidates, 3 for the Republican candidate, and 2 were for write-ins. In P104, there were only about 5 to 10 more ballots on the machine tally compared to the physical ballots out of a total of 1,500 ballots. And so with this story, because you're going to hear about it, there were discrepancies. And just because there were discrepancies don't necessarily point to fraud. Just because there weren't discrepancies don't mean that there weren't fraud that was covered up. But when you see numbers of 27 votes misappropriated or counted off, the beauty of the election is that they had a recount. They had a manual review. They reviewed it, and they were able to find the mistakes. I would argue that in many states, they have these measures in place. And so when people try to commit crimes, I think that a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times, they're able to find it and thwart it before it makes a tremendous effect. And that happened in Virginia. In the state of Arizona, it's things that are happening that are very similar. You see what happened to the machines. Katie Hobbs happened to be, her office happened to be in control of the elections. I think that somebody needs to look into that, right? Whether they cheated or not, somebody needs to look into how is it that one of the candidates is currently in an office that handles the elections. I would argue this is the first time in history in the state of Arizona that over one-third of the election machines were not working. The machines weren't working at all. And then when you look at it, you say, hey, we need to check the machines. Are they, even if they were working, are they working properly? Are they counting the votes properly? Or could there be a mistake in the counting? Now, in the state of Arizona, we have the ability to do a recount. And therefore, we recount and we hand count and we figure out what's real and what's not. And I think that's what we may end up doing in the state of Arizona, which verifies the integrity of the election in Arizona. Texas governor declares invasion at border, invokes constitutional power in historic action. Frustrated by an unending crisis fueled by drug and human trafficking at the southern border, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Tuesday declared his state was under an invasion and invoked special power granted under the USA and the Texas Constitution. Abbott's decision came after 36 counties in his state passed resolutions called for drastic action. The Republican governor said that the declaration allowed him to send National Guard troops to the border to treat drug cartels as terrorist organizations, and to build his own border wall separate from the federal government. Tell me that that's not a win for Governor Abbott. Now, I don't think that people may believe that Governor Abbott is on a MAGA side or not. It really doesn't matter because Governor Abbott is taking care of business in his state, and other counties are taking care of business as well. This is a huge victory for the Republican Party. To see a Texas governor say, we're going to declare an invasion in our state, something that I have never seen anybody else do, that speaks volumes. That means that Texas took care of business. Counties and the people there were sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they voted on it. And they voted to give the governor power to call for an invasion, to be able to treat the cartel like a terrorist organization. And I think that's tremendous. That's phenomenal. And I got a lot more to read, but, you know, I'm running out of time. I only got about 30 seconds left. But I want you to take that and let that sink in. And then we're going to talk about J.D. Vance blaming the GOP for his loss, which I do not disagree with him. But we'll talk about it here after I come from the break. But first, I want to tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, if you're looking for a supplement that's 100% drug-free, look no further. Relief Factor is your supplement. Years of playing football, doing squats of 500 pounds with no belt, and people that know about lifting, squatting raw, and being a police officer carrying around a 20-pound belt on my waist every day caused my lower back to feel horrible. And I thought I had to just live with it because it didn't seem like it was anything neurological. I thought I was just getting old and I was battered. However, taking Relief Factor made me feel tremendously better. The pain in my back went away, and I was literally sold from that point on that Relief Factor is a supplement that I want all of you guys to give a try to. All you got to do is go to ReliefFactor.com, get started with the 3-week quick starter. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call the number 800-4-RELIEF. I want you to feel the difference like I do with Relief Factor.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. We kneel to God and God alone. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I think I read the headline wrong. It says, here's who J.D. Vance blames for GOP losses. J.D. Vance did not blame Donald Trump or Mitch McConnell. He blamed the fact that we weren't able to raise as much money and small donations as the Democrats. He made mention to the fundraising platform called Act Blue. And also, let's not talk about the FTX cryptocurrency company that donated probably almost $100 million into Democrat people. But I just want you to see the money that these Democrats poured into these elections compared to Republicans. And let me just say this, because I know I'm right, and if it wasn't for my producer, the Forgotten Man, I would not have this evidence to prove that I'm right. But I know that I'm right, and here's the proof. Everybody keeps saying election fraud, election fraud, election fraud. Election fraud, election fraud, election fraud. I'm trying to tell us it's less about fraud, more about the lack of Republican support for MAGA Republicans, and spending. Let me read these dollar amounts to you. Arizona, Mark Kelly beat Blake Masters by like 100,000 votes. Why do you think that Mark Kelly beat Blake Masters by over 100,000 votes? You think it's cheating? Or did you think that Mark Kelly outspent Blake Masters? Now, let me tell you this, because I was shocked looking at this number. Can you guess how much more freaking money did Mark Kelly raise over Blake Masters? Can you guess? I want you to put a number in your mind right now, and I'm guaranteeing you what I'm about to tell you is about to blow that number out the water. Mark Kelly raised $73 million. $73 million. Blake Masters raised $9 million. I'm about to walk off the set. I'm about to walk off the set. I'm about to walk off the show. $73 million versus $9 million. Cortez Mastro, $46 million. Exalt, $12 million. The Hassan in New Hampshire, $36 million. Bolduc, I think that's how you say his name, Bolduc, $2 million. Fetterman, $52 million. Dr. Oz, $37 million. Warnock, $75 million. Herschel Walker, $32 million. That's why they beating us. They are smoking us in raising money, and we think it's voter fraud alone. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back after the break. I got to drink. I got to take some Relief Factor.
Unapologetically Christian and 1,000% real. The Officer Tatum Show. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I wish I had the numbers for every single Republican-Democrat race. I wish I had the numbers. But I'm going to repeat these numbers again just in case you're just now joining. A lot of people are saying, oh, man, in Arizona they stole the election. In Nevada they stole the election. In New Hampshire they stole the election. In Pennsylvania, how could Dr. Oz lose? And in Georgia, why in the world would anybody vote for Warnock? It's called money, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Kelly raised $73 million. Blake Masters shouldn't even showed up. I'm just keeping it real. Why did Blake Masters even get in the race? Mark Kelly raised $73 million. And Blake Masters only had 9. And we're shocked that he lost by 100,000 votes. That's just TV advertisement. Mark Kelly could have pretty much spent Blake Masters' entire budget on attack ads. He could have literally spent Blake Masters' entire budget on just attack ads. And if he did that, he would still have over $60 million to play with. Over $60 million to still do whatever he need to do in his campaign. $60 million after spending Blake Masters' entire budget on air travel. He could have did it on anything. He could spend that on meals. He could spend that on travel. He could spend that on donating to other candidates. I don't know. He can just blow it. He could have just burned Blake Masters' entire campaign raised and still had $60 million to go. And this is not even including PAC money. This is just money straight raised. Now, there's a little bit of more PAC money that goes along with this, but God dang. And Nevada, they're saying, how did the Republican win as a governor, but a Republican lost as a senator? Well, the Democrat raised $46 million. $46 million. The Republican raised $12 million. It's crazy to me the fact that the Republican raised more money in Nevada than they did in Arizona. But that's nor here nor there. In New Hampshire, the Democrat raised $36 million, Hassan. And the Republican only raised $2 million. Let's put that in perspective. Hassan could have spent $30 million on advertisement and still had a bigger budget than the Republican in New Hampshire. Still had a bigger budget. Could have matched his campaign budget and spent $30 million in ads. And Dr. Oz and Fetterman. And this is not it. I got one more. I'm going to go back to Warnock and we're going to talk about that a little bit. Fetterman, $52 million that Fetterman raised. And that's not even including PAC money. This dude's brain is dead. And he raised $52 million. Dr. Oz, $37 million. Warnock, it shouldn't even be close, but Warnock raised $75 million against Herschel Walker's $32 million. Just to put this in perspective, Warnock raised more money than Kelly in Arizona, Cortez Masto in Nevada, Hassan in New Hampshire, and Fetterman in Pennsylvania. He raised $20 million more dollars. To be exact, he raised $23 million more than Fetterman in Pennsylvania. These people are raising so much more money than we are. And we're wondering, how do we lose? This is one of those things where I tell people, it ain't that the ref made a bad call at the end of the game that gave them the first down so they can kick that field goal. When you play sports, when you play football, your coach isn't going into the locker room after the game and screaming at the referee and saying the referee stole the game from us. Because on Monday, when the team sit down and watch that film, you're going to get eaten alive at the mistakes that were made on film. I played college football. You realize that if the guard would have pulled and cut off that outside linebacker, we would have scored a touchdown and won the game. We would have been up at least one touchdown. If the quarterback wouldn't have gotten pressure because the tackle could not block the defensive end like he was trained to, and the quarterback had to hurry out of the pocket and throw the ball away when he had a wide open wide receiver running down the middle. When the coach, who did not study the game plan, runs the ball on third and one, when that team has been the most effective team in the league on third and one against the run, and he calls that bogus play, and they get stopped on third and one and have to punt the ball, those are the things that cause you to lose the game. Not one referee making a bad call, giving that team one more chance. That's not how you lose the game. You lose the game by the entire game's preparation, the entire game's effectiveness or lack thereof. That's how you lose a game. And when you look at the Republican Party, the referee trying to cheat on Election Day, if that's what you want to call it, is nowhere near the full story of the entire game. We dropped the ball on spending. We dropped the ball on raising money. We dropped the ball on endorsing candidates, Republicans endorsing the right candidates. We dropped the ball on the Republican Party coming together as one. These are major plays that we missed in the game before the referee made a bad call. These are things that we can control that will cause us to dominate or fail. Donald Trump has over $100 million, is what I heard, in his pack. Mitch McConnell has, he may have over $100 million. He may have spent over $100 million. What are we going to do about Herschel Walker? They've spent $75 million already. We're at $32 million. Are we going to dump $50 million in Herschel Walker's seat, or are we going to let it go and let them go off in the night with a victory and us start complaining about election fraud? We really have to think of this. I was just thinking about it in the break, and I could not believe my eyes that they outspent us this much. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a financial game. If it wasn't a financial game, then – every candidate would have a cap where they can only raise $2 million and we'll see whether you're good enough or not. No, it's about money. It's about raising money. It's about spending money in the right areas. Because when you look at $73 million by Kelly and $9 million by Masters, Kelly could have paid for so many more ads that make Blake Masters look like an idiot. And these people will never see Blake Masters talk, and they'll never see one of Blake Masters' ads. But Mark Kelly could have sent these ads to a million more people than Blake Masters could. And out of that million people, 100,000 people were convinced that Mark Kelly was a better candidate than Blake Masters. And they turned out on Election Day and they voted because he had way more money to spend, way more influence to be had with that amount of money and leverage. I want us to consider that, remember that. When we were making these decisions, let's talk about making these mental notes. Let's talk about Donald Trump's announcement later on today. To me, and I said this in my video, and I hope that y'all can't see me because I'm not on the, I'm just on the radio, but I want you to imagine a chart. Let's just say a line chart, one that you would see with the stock market, right? You will see the stock market bubble up, down, up, down, up, down. Donald Trump in 2016, his stock went up to $1,000 a share from $2 a share. Imagine that trajectory, that angle of increase. And Donald Trump was up and down, ebbing and flowing. By 2020, I think Donald Trump had gone up beyond what he was in 2016. However, right after COVID and right after the January 6th, Donald Trump's stock began to drop from $1,000 a share to about $600 a share. And I'm going to run out of time, But I'm going to continue this conversation to tell you where Donald Trump's stock number is at, hypothetically speaking, and where it will end up depending on what he say tonight in his announcement. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
Make America godly again. The Officer Tatum Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. You have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. And now Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. Right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and also they're adding an extended warranty, extended 60-day money-back guarantee, not warranty, but money-back guarantee on their products that if you order or place an order now through December the 25th, you will now have an extended money-back guarantee through March the 1st. The bed sheets are remarkable. They're dropped down as low as $29.98. And believe me when I say they're incredible sheets, you will get the best sleep of your life on these bed sheets. How do you know, Mr. Tater? Because we sleep on it every single night and they're amazing. The six-piece towel set made with USA cotton comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98. But now just $39.98 with our promo code. Make sure you call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio, listen to Square, put in promo code Brandon. Okay. All right, let me see. I was talking about Donald Trump and the things that he's going to have to say tonight. Donald Trump's stock was at $2 a share when he came into the race in 2016, went up to $1,000 a share. In 2020, it went up to $1,200 a share. I mean, by 2020, $1,200 a share. And COVID... And January 6th, it went down to $600 a share. Not in my mind or your mind. We didn't sell our stock. A whole bunch of people started selling their stock in Donald Trump after January 6th and the rest. We believe that the stock is going to go up to $2,000 a share. But other people believe that the stock is going to continue to crash. Donald Trump was hovering around $600 a share. He goes up to $700 a share, and then he makes the comment against Ron DeSantis. Donald Trump's stock dropped to $200 a share after the comment against Ron DeSantis. Now, tonight, the investors, the shareholders are waiting to hear Donald Trump say something that's going to make that stock go up over $2,000 a share. Tonight, he can break the stock from $200 a share to $1,500 a share instantaneously. What does he have to do? The first thing that he can do is if he declares that he's running for president in 2024, that will cause his stock to jump. If tonight he does not declare that he's running for president in 2024, I believe his stock is going to remain $200 a share or even drop just a smidget because of the hype and the disappointment of what they thought he was going to say. Do major networks carry this event? Is Fox News going to carry Donald Trump's announcement? Is CNN, is any of these major new networks? When I go to the Republican side, I know that we're carrying it at Salem. I'm going to talk about it. I know a lot of influencers are going to talk about it. But is the mainstream media going to cover Donald Trump's appeal to the American people? Not just Republicans, but the American people that he's going to run again in 2024. If it gets a lot of coverage, a lot of momentum, Donald Trump's stock will go up from $200 a share. If it does not get a lot of coverage, his stock is going to stay the same and or lose maybe a few points. If Donald Trump comes out and attacks Republicans, if he attacks Ron DeSantis, if he comes out against Glenn Youngkin, I'm not going to add Mitch McConnell because people don't like Mitch McConnell right now. But if Donald Trump comes out and isolates himself and puts himself on a pedestal tonight against other Republicans, his stock is going to go from $200 a share to $100 a share. I can almost guarantee you. If Donald Trump comes out and speaks of voter fraud in 2020, And he talks about the midterm was full of fraud. And Donald Trump does not take accountability as a leader and as a party. His stock is going to drop below $200 a share. And I'm saying these as individual item points that can make his stock drop. If he comes out with hope for the country, he takes full responsibility for what happened in the midterm, and that he promised he's going to turn this country around, he's going to make it all better, no matter who's with him or not, his stock will go up significantly from $200 a share. Now, those of you who are just listening, just joining, I said Donald Trump started at $2 a share when he came into 2016. He went up to $1,000 a share at 2016. I believe he went up to about $1,200 a share by 2020, went down to $600 a share by after COVID and after January 6th, and then he went down to $200 a share after he made comments against Ron DeSantis. Now, I'm not talking about my perception of his shares or the share in the company of Donald Trump. I'm talking about what I believe America is thinking, Democrat, Independent, and Republican. And if he comes out and he says something crazy, meaning that he just go off the deep end, I think he can cause his stock to lose. Donald Trump needs his stock to go from $200 a share back up to at least $600, $700 a share, or he will not win in 2024. I'm being as honest and brutally honest as I can because I love our country, and I really believe Donald Trump did something that was special and nobody has ever done and never probably will do what Donald Trump did for our country in 2016 through the 2020 election. And I'm making this plea, and I hope that Donald Trump or somebody listening can understand what I'm saying, because I believe that this is the sermon that I have about what is going to happen in our country. If Donald Trump comes out tonight and he's excited, he's positive, he's uplifting, he takes full responsibility, he does not talk about the 2020 election, he does not talk about fraud in this midterm, and he comes out and he gives America hope, he tells America we're going to unite, we're going to come back and we're going to beat these Democrats, all of these things that they're doing to destroy our country, we will prevail. We need to put God first, and we need to unify. We are going to win. It's a bump in the road if Donald Trump gets on and talk about all of our victories that we had in the midterms, not just the suspicious losses, not just the hurtful losses, but all of our successes in the midterm and what we're looking forward to in the future as the Republican Party. Donald Trump will go far over $700 a share back up to where he was in the 2016 election. But if he does not, this will be the end of Donald Trump's era. And I know a lot of people don't want to hear me say that, but I'm just being honest with you guys. I do not want to sit here and lie to you and tell some people what they want to hear and gaslight you. I'm telling you with the conversation that I have with other Republicans, I'm telling you the conversation that I have with my wife every night, and I honestly believe that Donald Trump, this is make or break for him. And I did not add that if the FBI indicts him, that's going to hurt him too. But if they come out and indict him for something right after he announced, that's going to be a blow to Donald Trump's legacy. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom.
Everybody's got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. The Officer Tatum Show.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's Tennessee Whiskey.
It's Tennessee Whiskey.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about the major event that's going on later on tonight. Very important notice. Right now, or right after my show, I want you to join us tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central for a special announcement by former President Donald Trump. My Salem colleague, Larry O'Connor, will anchor our coverage with analysis and special guests. The Tonight, following my show at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central on Salem News Channel. Just go to salemnewschannel.com and watch the special announcement from Donald Trump. 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on the Salem News Channel. That's salemnewschannel.com right after my show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have some callers calling in. I want to get a few in. I think I see some people that disagree with me, but I love to hear their side of the story. Give me Steve from San Francisco, California.
Hey, Brandon, how you doing, buddy? I appreciate you. My son is a retired police officer at Pittsburgh, and awesome. You know, I get that angle all the time too. So I really enjoy listening to you. But yeah, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit because I know it's not, you know, in vogue. It's not in style to say there was election fraud, this, that, and the other thing. But it doesn't eliminate the fact there was. And as in a football game or a baseball game, which is the analogy you're using, it decides the game, you know? I mean, we're doing a lot of right things, and a lot of people want to do the right thing, and it's enough to win. I mean, I think so. I don't know enough about it, but, the cheating, if you call it cheating, I hate using the word, but it had a lot to do with it. And I think the Democrats know, as long as they control the elections, as long as the ballots are in their hands for some reason, I don't really understand how that keeps working that way. But they continue to be able to do the maneuvers to make it win where it counts. They're very smart. I think they're all on the payroll. And, you know, that's that. So I kind of disagree with you a little bit in that. I think we probably doing a pretty good job. Our candidate, it's a pretty good. Last thing about, and I just want to appreciate your time here listening to me. Trump, DeSantis, I love Ron. You strap up them, you put them both, put them in the glove, put the gloves on them, stick them in the ring with another analogy. DeSantis gets his rear end knocked out by the big Democratic machine. And Trump is the only man who can pull it off. And I believe that wholeheartedly. I think you do too. I think everybody does, but it's just kind of in style to, you know, bash on Trump. You know, the man's been taking it for years. Nobody can take that onslaught. And he's our man. I just pray for him every night, bro. I pray for him every night, and I'm going to continue to, and I hope people keep the faith. And that's all I really wanted to say. I appreciate you listening.
All right, Steve, thank you so much for the call. So let me talk about two things related to what Steve said. There's a part of me that wants to believe Steve when he says that these Democrats are just they're just edging it off. They get us every time right at the end of the game, and we lose. But where is this happening at? Like, for instance, I heard that they have control of the machines, meaning that they have control of the machines and they can dictate what votes go where. If that is the case, I'm confused at their strategy. Because in Arizona, although Kari Lake appears to be about to lose and Blake Masters got destroyed, there were many Republicans that won. All of our House seats we kept, and there were many Republicans that won in the state of Arizona. If they can control the vote in Nevada, why didn't they have a senator and the governor go blue? How did the governor become a Republican? And if they control it in Texas, then how did Greg Abbott just destroy their poster child, Beto O'Rourke, spending hundreds of millions of dollars in that race? Or not that race, but multiple races that Beto lost all of them. If they're cheating in Georgia with a machine that they can just manipulate from a foreign country, then how is it that a Republican completely destroys Stacey Abrams in the state of Georgia? And so I want to believe that they have this effect, but I'm wondering how are they doing it then? Because they're adding ballots to the machine. They're doing it in the Senate race, but not in the House race. We're getting ready to take the House back. We flipped a whole bunch of Democrat strongholds. So let me get to the break, and then I'll come back and just explain it. I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I'm just disagreeing a little bit. I got to tell you guys about Relief Factor. If you're looking for a solution to aches and pains, if you're looking for a supplement that works, if you're looking for a supplement that is 100% drug-free. Look no further. Relief Factor is a supplement. I take Relief Factor every single day, and I absolutely love it. I think it works just great. At first, I thought it was just for older people. And I said, man, I'm too young to be taking no Relief Factor. It ain't gonna do nothing for me. And I said, before I was going to say it on my show, I said, I need to take this because I'm not going to promote something that I don't believe in. And, man, was I blown away. It literally relieved the pain that was in my lower back that I had for plenty of years. And I said, dang, this stuff really works. And I take it all the time, and I'm encouraging you guys to give it a try. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or 800-4-RELIEF.
Need more of Brandon? The Officer Tatum podcast is available on the Salem Podcast Network, Apple, Spotify, and everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Illegal drug trafficking has turned our southern border into an absolute war zone. And it's a war that no one wants to talk about. I urge you to see Border Battle, the new 6-part limited documentary series from Turning Point USA that exposes the sheer evil and inhumanity of drug cartels and the illegal drug trade. Also, Border Battle speaks about the fentanyl crisis. The Jalisco cartel, which is the new generation of the Sinaloa cartel, and they're creating the worst overdose death crisis in American history. Fentanyl has killed tens of thousands of Americans, one of the most dangerous drugs that we've ever seen in our country. Border Battles reveals the illegal immigration, human trafficking, and American drug crisis as only being made worse by decades of government neglect and incompetency. Today's drug cartels are militarized. They're sophisticated with weapons, tanks, drones. They literally drop explosives on their drug competitors right on our southern border. We've never seen this before in the history of our country. Hear directly from Drug and Border Patrol agents about the horrific conditions along the border and what life is really like on the front lines. Watch Border Battles now. Download the full 6-part documentary series at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. Let me get back to the election fraud, election cheating, and all of that. I want people to understand this. I'm not naive, right? I don't believe that, oh, there was nothing. Nothing was going on ever. I just think we need to be, when we jump out and say things, we need to be clear about what we're saying. Let's say that we think that they cheated. I think that they cheated in 2020. I think that they had a massive amount of cheating in the presidential election alone. I don't think they cheated down ballot. They only focused on President Trump and Joe Biden. And I feel like they cheated. They implemented things that we've never seen. They didn't just cheat. They also used laws. They did all kind of things to thwart Donald Trump's election in 2020. Now, the midterms, we have to be able to explain what ways do you think that they're cheating. If they have control of the machines, then when do we think they had control of the machines? Why did you even vote? Why are we even talking about this if they have control of the machines? We shouldn't even put no money in the elections. If they control the machines, then why are we even talking about Kerry Lake? Why are we even talking about the midterm and a red wave? We're saying that there's a red wave, yet we claim that they control the machines. They can control the way the vote happens. If they control the machines, we shouldn't even be talking about a red wave. We shouldn't even be talking about this. I shouldn't even be talking about elections. They already have it rigged. Now, we all know that they don't have it rigged, at least by and large, because we spent hundreds of millions of dollars in this election. Donald Trump endorsed candidates. If we just didn't show up to vote and we said we're going to sit on the couch, we would have lost a whole bunch of elections. We wouldn't have control of the House. We barely missed taking control of the Senate. So let's compartmentalize this and say we don't have any clear evidence that they're using the machines. And if they are, they're using the machines against themselves, because there's a bunch of Republicans that's back in office right now that's literally a headache to the Democrat Party. And that's literally going to take the Democrat Party down. Then we say they're somehow mysteriously getting ballots and putting them into place and doing all this other stuff. I mean, how do we consistently say that when we have certain elections in certain states where Republicans dominated? I'm assuming that we claim that there's no election fraud in Florida. These counties like Miami-Dade and stuff, they're not going to manipulate like they did in 2020. I guess we think that there's no fraud in the state of Georgia. I mean, why would the Democrats put $70 million into a candidate and they rigged it so that candidate would lose after spending $70 million in that candidate. If Stacey Abrams won Georgia, I wouldn't have been shocked, to be honest, because I kind of thought that they were going to cheat for her. I kind of thought that they had a lot of momentum in Georgia. I thought that maybe the abortion thing hurt Republican candidates. Oh, no, it didn't in Georgia. He drugged Stacey Abrams all the way down the street. If there's massive amounts of cheating, are we willing to say they neglected to cheat in the governor's race, but they cheated in the Senate? I mean, look at this number. I told you guys this number. If they cheated in Georgia, Warnock spent $75 million and Herschel Walker only spent $32 million. If they cheated in Georgia, there should be no reason there's a runoff. Because if you just look at the sheer spending, it would make sense that Warnock would have dominated Herschel Walker like Mark Kelly dominated Blake Masters. But I don't see their evidence that they cheated in that election. Are they cheating in Texas? Dominated Beto O'Rourke. Are they just not cheating in the red states? Because Alabama got Huckabee Sanders. She's the first female governor in the state of Arkansas. Are they not cheating in Tennessee? Are they not cheating in Kentucky? Rand Paul destroyed his opponent. Are they not cheating in South Carolina? Are they not cheating in North Carolina? Are they not cheating in New Hampshire? And I think New Hampshire went to a Democrat, but are we shocked? Are they not cheating in North Dakota, South Dakota? I mean, are they not cheating in these places? And then when I look at it, I say, hey, they're literally outspending us. Does this not account for anything? And our party is saying Mitch McConnell is a shame because he didn't put more money into these races. Well, hey, if they're cheating, what's the point of putting money in the race? We didn't fix anything from 2020 to now. So we have to make our mind up. Are we going to go with the narrative that they cheated every election? Then what's the point of even voting? If they're going to cheat, they control the machines. They're going to put as many votes as they need without any repercussions. You know, I think we got to make our mind up, man. If we think that they're cheating and nothing we can do about it, why y'all even voting? I don't think that they're cheating. I think that they're beating us. They're outsmarting us. They're outspending us. They're willing to ballot harvest more so than we are. They're willing to go to people on Skid Row and say, hey, have you voted? We'll vote for you. We'll turn in your ballots for you. They're willing to go to old folks' homes and tell them, hey, have you ever voted before? Okay, here's your time. Send the ballots here. We'll turn your ballots in for you. Don't have to worry about mailing in. We'll make sure you get there. They're outsmarting us. They got us thinking they're cheating, and they don't even have to cheat no more because we think they're cheating. We won't show up to vote. And therefore, that's voter suppression in and of itself by our own volition. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
We shall overcome. The Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure that you are aware that 8 p.m. Eastern or 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, we're going to have a broadcast on Salem News Channel, salemnewschannel.com, and we're going to have the analysis and also a broadcast of Donald Trump's special announcement. And let me just give you some more details on that. Because once I thought I remembered it, and then I realized that I got the brain of Joe Biden today. My colleague, Larry O'Connor, he's going to anchor the coverage, and they're going to have a few special guests on there. And I just wanted want you to remember this. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Go to salemnewschannel.com, and you'll be able to see this special coverage of what Donald Trump has to say. The funny thing is, I don't know what he's going to say. Is he going to announce that he's going to run for president, or is he going to come out and spill all the beans on all the deep state stuff that's been going on? Nick said that when he came in here, and I almost fell out my chair because I said, oh, my God, that would be epic. Let me get back to the theory of cheating. We have to be more specific about the cheating accusation. You know, there's a caller that I can see on the board that says the machines are for sure messed up. In what way?
It's okay to say they messed up. Okay, in what way? Are they messed up, meaning that they're intentionally causing errors that don't affect the vote itself, but affect voter turnout? If I can see that being very well the case in the state of Arizona. But the question is, we need to get to the bottom of, is this voting machine actually counting the votes properly? Now, if we think that it's controlled from China, we screwed. And if we think that Democrats are somehow adding extra ballots or a bunch of ballots are going down to the ether and they're just marking Democrat on every ballot they see, you know, it's I want to believe that that could be true. But then I'm like, Republicans are getting ballots, too. Republicans are getting ballots sent to their house. It's not just like the only people that are registered are Democrats. It's like if they're sending out mass ballots, they're sending out mass ballots to every single person on the voter roll, unless we are believe that they're sending out mass ballots only to Democrats. And then that's another story that we have to take into account. And people talking about Arizona is just a cesspool of election fraud. I mean, we have Republicans who run our House of Representatives and Senate here. We have Republicans everywhere. While they're counting the elections right now, there's a Democrat and a Republican in the room. You can see it live stream. There's two people sitting at the table. One is a Republican, one is a Democrat. I mean, what more transparency do we need before we think that they're deceiving our very eyes? I think that it was clear in 2020, but I think that right now, what's the point of them cheating when we think they're cheating without them cheating? Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break. What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.